This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The White House says a Russian invasion of Ukraine could happen any day, AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
We are in the window.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on Fox News Sunday.
Any day now, Russia could take military action against Ukraine, or it could be a couple of weeks from now, or Russia could choose to take the diplomatic path instead.
U.S. officials confirm Russia has assembled at least 70% of the military firepower it likely intends to have in place to give President Vladimir Putin the option of launching a full-scale invasion. But Sullivan says,
if war breaks out, it will come at an enormous human cost to Ukraine, but we believe that based on our preparations and our response, it will come at a strategic cost to Russia as well.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
France's President Emmanuel Macron discussed the Ukraine crisis with U.S. counterpart Joe Biden Sunday ahead of a meeting with Russian leader Vladimir Putin, both leaders' offices said. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz is facing criticism over his government's response to Russia-Ukraine tensions ahead of his trip to Washington. AP correspondent Naomi Shannon reports.
While Scholz says Moscow would pay a high price in the event of an attack, the German leader's response to Russia's aggression against Ukraine has drawn criticism both abroad and at home. His government's refusal to supply lethal weapons to Ukraine, increase its troop presence in Eastern Europe, and declare which sanctions it would support against Russia has left many U.S. officials questioning Germany's stance. The country's heavy reliance on Russian supplies of natural gas and former Chancellor Gerhard Schröder's ties to President Vladimir Putin are also areas of concern as Scholz seeks to reaffirm U.S.-German ties. I'm Naomi Shannon.
This is VOA News. Chinese tennis player Peng Shuai has denied she ever accused anyone of sexual assault, adding that she herself had deleted her social media post in November that it appeared to make such a claim. Peng did an interview with a French newspaper at a hotel in Beijing. The well-being of the three-time Olympian became a matter of concern in November when she appeared to allege on social media that a former Chinese vice premier had sexually assaulted her in the past. Peng's social media post, deleted quickly after going online, led the Women's Tennis Association to suspend tournaments in China and caused an international outcry about her safety. A source at the International Olympic Committee confirmed Peng had met with President Thomas Bach for dinner Saturday inside the Winter Olympics bubble in Beijing. The IOC will issue a statement on Peng later Monday, the source told Reuters. Swiss President Ignacio Cassis called Sunday for calm and creativity to fix Switzerland's thorny relations with the European Union. Ties between Brussels and Bern have been strained since non-EU member Switzerland suddenly decided in May 2021 to end years of discussion towards a broad cooperation agreement with the bloc. Landlocked Switzerland is surrounded by the EU, which is its main economic partner. Ottawa Mayor Jim Watson Sunday declared a state of emergency to help deal with an unprecedented 10-day occupation by protesting truckers that has shut down much of the core of the Canadian capital. The demonstration is against vaccine mandates. Mayor Watson said camped out protesters outnumbered the police and they control the situation. Doubts hung Sunday over a scheduled parliamentary vote for Iraq's president after the Supreme Court temporarily suspended former Foreign Minister Hoshyar Zebari, a frontrunner for the post, and leading parliamentary factions announced a boycott. The successive boycotts could result in Monday's session being canceled or postponed due to a lack of a quorum. The decisions not to attend Monday's session again highlight political divisions in a war-scarred country hobbled by corruption and poverty. Costa Rica's polls closed Sunday afternoon in an election that will likely head into a second round, as none of the record 25 candidates vying to succeed outgoing President Carlos Alvarado emerged as a clear favorite. No candidate, including former President José María Figueres, is expected to win more than 40% of the vote, the threshold to avoid a runoff between the two top vote-getters. Via remote, Diane Roberts,